Shaper 3D is released with cloud-based multiple-platform support. Shaper 3D for Windows had its official launch yesterday and unveiled more reasons why it should be considered the next MCAD revolution. The Hungarian MCAD startup led by the determined István Csányi showed a design moving seamlessly between an iPad, the device Shaper 3D started with, a laptop and a Windows workstation, without pause for transfer. No USB drives were used. Whatever hardware the user was operating, there was the design exactly where they had left it. Shaper 3D for Windows had been in beta for 10 months. The iPad version has been usable for designers and engineers for years. Most important in what was announced are the increased capabilities, device independence, called multi-device, augmented reality (AR), integration, rendering and more, and in total, perhaps enough to put Shaper 3D into a class by itself. We had seen seamless transition between devices with Onshape, a full cloud application. Shaper 3D, on the other hand, manages a seamless transition when the models are stored locally. Shaper 3D does this by keeping a backup on the cloud, a data bridge of sorts. Shaper 3D continues to work locally, as it always has, like SolidWorks, but as with a full cloud application, it appears to have, for all intents and purposes, one shared model, aka the single source of truth. You can use Shaper 3D on Windows touch-enabled tablets and Apple iPads, two-in-one devices like Microsoft Surface Pro, Mac OS computers, Windows desktops, the web with Chrome OS devices, and as we are about to see, view models on smartphones. We were first dazzled by Shaper 3D's use of a stylus and iPad, the most natural interface ever for a parasolid-based solid modeler, but we simultaneously worried about how many engineers would leave their window-based comfort zone for iPads. The release of Shaper 3D, now usable on iPods, Mac OS and Windows with input devices favored in the MCAD world like the 3D Connection Space Mouse and the industrial design world like the Wacom tablets, eases Shaper 3D's way into the mainstream. Shaper 3D Cloud. In order to get your models synced as you move from one device or computer to another, you need to turn on Shaper 3D Cloud, a new feature in Shaper 3D. This is an option Csányi is quick to say, to distinguish Shaper 3D from applications where it is not. This wizardry is possible because Shaper 3D is backing up your local design on the cloud, making this new feature a twofer, synchronization and automatic backup of your designs. The normal Shaper 3D subscription is all that is required to use Shaper 3D's multi-device feature. Users will find that picking up your design on the next device will cause the application to shut down on the previous device. This is to prevent multiple users using a single license. WebViewer. The newly introduced WebViewer will show the backed up model to anyone you send a link to, and drum roll, please, requests Csányi. The WebViewer enables an augmented reality view. First shared on our last visit to Budapest, the RView is now ready for prime time. And with it, we see our images of a Bluetooth speaker on a desk. It didn't seem like a really big deal until it was pointed out that the AR image was being photorealistically rendered and shown with textures. Look closely. See the reflection of the speaker, augmented reality, on the very real chrome flower pot? Asked Csányi, suggesting a technological breakthrough, if not magic. We could not. It's there, insists Csányi, frustrated at the limits of Zoom's ability to show this breakthrough feature. We have to believe. The little Hungarian company is not so little anymore. Shaper 3D now has 40,000 paying customers. And it continues to dazzle.